Spurgeon Daily Devotional, the morning of January 15th. Do as thou hast said. From 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 25. God's promises were never meant to be thrown aside as waste paper. He intended that they should be used. God's gold is not miser's money, but is meant to be traded with. Nothing pleases our Lord better than to see his promises put in circulation. He loves to see his children bring them up to him and say, "Lord, do as thou hast said." We glorify God when we plead his promises. Do you think that God will be any the poorer for giving you the riches he has promised? Do you dream that he will be any the less holy for giving holiness to you? Do you imagine he will be any less pure for washing you from your sins? He has said, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Faith lays hold upon the promise of pardon, and it does not delay saying, "This is a precious promise. I wonder if it be true." But it goes straight to the throne with it, and pleads, "Lord, here's the promise. Do as thou hast said." Our Lord replies, "But be it unto thee, even as thou wilt." When a Christian grasps a promise, if he does not take it to God, he dishonors him. But when he hastens to the throne of grace and cries, "Lord, Lord, I have nothing to recommend me but this. Thou hast said it," then his desire shall be granted. Our heavenly banker delights to cash his own notes. Never let the promise rust. Draw the word of promise out of its scabbard and use it with holy violence. Think not that God will be troubled by your importunity, reminding him of his promises. He loves to hear the loud outcries of needy souls. It is his delight to bestow favors. He is more ready to hear than you are to ask. The sun is not weary of shining, nor the fountain of flowing. It is God's nature to keep his promises. Therefore, go at once to the throne. Do as thou hast said.